This is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
So I know your research team recently blogged about a Facebook video scam that you guys are seeing that's particularly malicious. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Facebook is the world's most popular social networking site with over 800 million users, and people are social beings, and of course they like to share things with each other. Criminals like to take advantage of that, and what some of them have done has created a new survey scam. The mechanics are fairly simple. Click on the link to view what's supposed to be a very shocking video. And instead of seeing anything interesting, you see, well, a survey, which is not particularly interesting. But what's also annoying is, of course, that once you've clicked on it to view it, it gets sent to your friends, and it spreads like a virus in that way from people who've clicked on it to all their friends and to all their friends and so forth.
So I guess if I were to click on this, it would automatically then post itself on my wall or in my feed, so it would spread to my network of friends as well?
That's correct. Although these aren't viruses per se, they behave kind of like the biological virus ones, that they spread by contact. Except in this case, it's digital contact, not like touching your eye or something.
Now, I guess the survey content then, is that just a nuisance, or is there something there that's malicious? Is it trying to get your credit card information, et cetera? Or is it more about that a scam where then it goes to your Facebook page? And I guess, what's that referred to? Is that a clickjacking, or?
I just prefer the term scam, Matt. It's a survey that they ask you to fill out some data. And of course, the person who is linking to originally, who created the scam, get some money for having the survey filled out. So I suppose you could think of it as a kind of click fraud.
Right. Interesting. And I guess, so what's the best way then for users to spot this? I mean, if I'm seeing it posted to my friend's wall, that's somebody that I trust. I assume he posted it. How do you know then what videos are and are not, you know, real or fake?
Well, that's a good question. The problem is we tend to trust our friends more implicitly than we would a stranger. After all, it's social networking, not antisocial networking. We network with those that we trust. So it requires a little bit of skepticism on your part. You have to ask yourself, hey, would my friend normally send me a video like this to watch? Now, sometimes the answer to that is yes. We all have the family members and friends who forward us a constant stream of videos, right, and emails and so forth. So you have to look at the other way of handling this if you're dealing with one of those folks. And that's a very simple thing. Ask them. Go ahead and send them a message. Hey, did you mean to send me this link? Is that something I should click on? And wait for them to reply. That requires a little bit of impulse control on our own part when we get one of these messages, but that's a skill that we have to develop instead of blindly clicking on things, which can lead us down, well, all sorts of paths to bad things.
Well, Ari, I guess social networks, especially as they become more popular, are a target for criminals. Anything else that users need to be particularly aware of on Facebook and other social networks?
Well, there are a lot of things to do there to protect yourself. The first thing to keep in mind is that a social network is on a computer, and it's going through a lot of computers other than your own. You're not necessarily there just talking with your friends. Those conversations may be seen by, well, anyone else who has a computer. So you should always be very careful about what you say online. With the holiday season coming up, a lot of times we might be talking about vacations that we're taking for the holidays, or gifts that we've received or are hoping to receive. Those are things that criminals can take advantage of. If you let people know that you are not going to be home because you're on that holiday trip to Hawaii or the Caribbean, wherever, that means that a criminal could be looking for houses to break into and he could find yours. On the other hand, if you've gotten that, you know, partridge in a pear tree or a shiny diamond ring, you could be letting a thief know that you've received that very valuable partridge and that you might be worthy of getting robbed. So think before you post things online.
As always, thanks so much for the advice and for helping us keep ourselves safe on social networks. If you have any additional questions for the ESET research team on this topic, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also watch a video on this topic on the Facebook blog at blog.eset.com and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.